Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Going to keep pounding this Russia thing. They have a whole new strategy. We'll tell you what it is. It is 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Protesters will be gathering at the National Rifle Association headquarters shortly.
If you're driving near the NRA headquarters in Fairfax this morning, chances are you'll see people protesting. There are a coalition of local and national gun violence prevention advocates like Joanna Simon with the Alliance to End Gun Violence.
33,000 people a year die from gun violence in this country. And these deaths could be prevented by limiting access to guns.
Simon says there will be other groups joining the demonstration who have various issues with the NRA. You can expect to start seeing them around 9 a.m. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
After a 10 a.m. rally at the NRA, many of those protesters plan to walk the 18 miles to the Justice Department in Northwest Washington. Three men arrested in the murders of two Germantown teenagers on the eve of graduation have now been indicted. Jose Canales Yanez, Edgar Garcia Guana, and Roger Garcia have been indicted on murder, robbery, and weapons charges. All are being held without bond. The streets of Paris were filled with tourists and citizens this morning as President Trump attended a Bastille Day parade as a guest of French President Emmanuel Macron. The French leader is positioning himself as the indispensable intermediary between Europe and Donald Trump. The president, meanwhile, had some candid remarks about the congressional effort to replace Obamacare.
We've heard President Trump aboard Air Force One expressing a different kind of appreciation for the difficulty in getting this legislation passed. He said, and I'm quoting here, it is one of the, I'd say, the only thing more difficult than peace between Israel and the Palestinians is health care. It's like this narrow road about a quarter of an inch wide. You get a couple here, you say great, then you find out you just lost four over here. Health care is tough.
Correspondent Suzanne Melveau. A fire early this morning gutted a home in Damascus and destroyed a Montgomery County police cruiser parked outside. Firefighters were called to the single-family home on Haney Avenue shortly after 3 this morning. Neighbors say they could hear several minutes of explosions as the live ammo inside the police cruiser was consumed by the fire. Washington's economic growth continues to be sluggish, says one local economist. Dr. Stephen Fuller says the Washington area has now for 6 years in a row grown more slowly than other metro areas. And the jobs we got back after the recession, he says, pay less than the jobs we lost.
This is really a call for action among business leaders and government officials, local and state government officials, to take notice and to work with our assets, which are considerable. We have a lot to work with here. We're just not paying attention.
D.C. schools chancellors put out new rules forbidding preferential treatment for current and former government officials who want to get their kids into a popular school. Chancellor Antoine Wilson's action comes after a D.C. Inspector General's report found that former Chancellor Kaya Henderson gave preferential treatment to public officials' children. And a 3-judge federal court panel is set to hear arguments today in a lawsuit challenging Maryland's congressional redistricting map. Judges will hear arguments on whether the case should be put on hold while the U.S. Supreme Court considers a similar case from Wisconsin. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,553, the Nasdaq at 62.74. Sports, the Nationals start the second half of the season tonight on the road in Cincinnati. The Orioles are home to begin a weekend series with the Cubs. WNBA, the Mystics are in Indiana tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush. Crucially important.
Rush. Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays noon till 3.
And I will explain this
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelia from the Cascades Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Interstate 95, a little bit worse here than the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, so plan your route as you go northbound 95 north of the ICC, with definitely below speed off and on as you work up toward Route 32. Along the way, see a car near 198 over to the shoulder, and that's part of the distraction. We had a report of a crash before Route 32. Now, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, by contrast, all those delays through Laurel and up to 32 have cleared out, so good option there. For 270, no worries. Frederick down through to the Beltway, light volume, enjoying the Friday morning commute. Transformer fire, tree was down, so a lot going on in the Potomac area, which closes Falls Road at Bells Mill Road. So that puts Falls Road just north of Democracy Boulevard for that closure. For 66 eastbound, a little bit of volume now through Manassas towards Centerville, and as you pass 123, we had the earlier incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The mix of clouds and sunshine, isolated showers and thunderstorms around today, 94 degrees. Now later today into the evening hours, a better chance of scattered storms, some strong, maybe severe, gusty winds, heavy downpours, and then 75 and partly cloudy overnight. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms, 91. On Sunday, sunshine, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 79 in Alexandria, 75 in Kensington, 79 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Harvard University proposes to do away with fraternities and sororities. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is Friday morning. Joining us at 8:05 is Ronna Romney McDaniel from the RNC. We'll talk about the healthcare fight. And at 8:35, it's Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel with news of the day. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais.
Good morning, and we're joined this morning by Laura Vazella. She is a politics reporter for the Washington Post, and she's covering Virginia. And Laura, you've got a lot of actually interesting political stories to cover out of Virginia here. Let's start with Ed Gillespie's run for the governorship of the state. You're reporting that right now that there's a lot of urging for him to bring in Trump people. In fact, one quote you have from a GOP insider is, quote, he surrounded himself with never-Trumpers, and they don't know how to navigate this new dynamic in the party. Laura, thanks for joining us. What's going on here?
Sure thing. Well, it's interesting because Ed Gillespie came so close to beating Mark Warner in 2014 in the Senate race, and at the time he was really praised for uniting all the different factions of the Republican Party, Tea Party, social conservatives, and establishment types, and he comes from the establishment wing. But the Trump faction didn't exist then, and he seems to be having trouble getting a hold of it.
So our understanding is that Trump people, who are they, are now urging Gillespie or trying to get in there and help Gillespie become more pro-Trump.
Right. One person who's urged him publicly to do this is John Fredericks, who's a conservative radio host, and he was also leader of the Trump campaign. And he's urged him to hire some of the people who worked in Virginia. Others have suggested that he hire Trump campaign strategists who worked either for the campaign nationally or in other swing states where Trump actually won.
Now, Gillespie was the strongest in Northern Virginia, but then in the more rural areas, it was Corey Stewart. How can Gillespie walk that line and bounce and win those people over that he didn't win when he was running against Corey Stewart? How does he do that?
Right. It's a tricky thing, especially in a state like Virginia. He's essentially in the primary ran a general election campaign where he was trying to appeal to all Virginians and kept his distance from the president. If he were to go completely Trump style, which I think is kind of contrary to his personality and policy-wise in some cases, he would obviously risk alienating moderate Republicans and swing voters, and he needs those as well. Some of the folks, including George Allen, former governor here, have urged him to, do this more artfully than Corey Stewart did, and just champion the things that the president is doing or the administration is doing that will play well across the state.
Now, nationwide, Republicans are often credited with having better turnout than Democrats when it comes to midterms. But Virginia is kind of complicated because I'm looking at the primary turnout numbers. 543,000 people came to vote in that Democratic primary this year, picking Ralph Northam. And then in the Republican side, 366,000 people came out, suggesting that Democrats at this moment have a better turnout models, or it's just that race was much closer on the Democratic side, and that led to a sort of a fiercely fought fight. How do you view it?
Well, I do think that everyone, Washington Post included, I admit it, everybody thought the tight race was going to be on the Democratic side,
right,
and that Gillespie was going to blow it out on the Republican side. It was the inverse, but it's hard to know if the very lopsided turnout was the result of the fact that Democrats thought they had a really competitive contest, or if they are just energized and excited against Trump, and that's why they all.
So you're not seeing any indicators that tell you one way or the other how that turnout's going to look when these guys square off later this year?
I wish I could.
why can't you?
It's amazing that the polling was all wrong. There was one poll that came out right before the race that said that Corey Stewart was within striking distance, but even that poll had the Democratic race flipped. So if somebody tells you they can predict it, I think they're lying.
Corey Stewart, not to go away quietly, he said, you know what, didn't win the nomination to run in the Virginia governor race. So according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch, he's going to become the first GOP candidate to declare a run for Senate against incumbent Tim Kaine.
He has, yes.
Right. He came out yesterday and announced, and as you said, not quietly, he promised a vicious campaign against Tim Kaine, and it's early to do this, but he's right off his much better than expected primary showing, so he probably figures this is the time to capitalize. But it continues to he continues to cast a long shadow on Ed Gillespie in this sense, because he obviously will be out there saying things, doing things that grab a lot of attention and distract from the governor's race.
This also could put Corey in the awkward position of having to support Gillespie, clearly, against Ralph Northam in his own state. I'm certain we're going to see Corey Stewart challenge, like, hey, what are your feelings on Ed Gillespie now? And a little bit of a tonal change, probably, from Corey.
I don't know if he'll change his tone. He has said flat out.
You're probably right.
He has said flat out he'll vote for him, and that probably insulates him from some criticism. But I also don't think he minds a little criticism. And he has said flat out, I'm not endorsing unless he comes out more forcefully on certain issues.
How secure do you think Tim Kaine is in the Senate seat, though?
Well, again, the crystal balls have all gone fuzzy. I don't think any of the prognosticators think he's in danger. It's certainly early, but he has a really solid approval rating in the state. And Corey Stewart, even though he certainly did way better than anybody expected in the primary. But as you know, President Trump's approval ratings are not high in the state. And if Corey Stewart had won the primary, I think it would be a tough row to hoe. But again, it's a new landscape. Who knows?
It definitely is. Laura Vizzella, thanks for keeping an eye on it for us from the Washington Post, keeping track of Virginia politics and sharing your insights this morning.
Sure. Thank you.
It's 7:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, I think you'll like this. Northbound through Stafford and Aquia, I'm not seeing much of any delay, so enjoying the Friday trip. Heaviest stretch really on 95 will be Dale City toward the Occoquan. 395 through Landmark, and once you get through those delays, then wide open to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, the problem spots. Let's go DC 295 southbound. I am looking at delays as you come out of Chevrolet on 50. BW Parkway still looks good, but crash reported 295 south past East Capitol Street. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, north at 32, crash is gone, as are the delays. But Maryland 95 picks up a lot of volume going northbound, so some unusual backups to get you through Laurel up to 32, where we had the crash. Cleanup was continuing. 270, not a problem. Frederick down to the Beltway with the light volume. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, intervals of clouds with some sun, a stray severe thunderstorm is possible with a high of 94. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, partly cloudy overnight, low near 75 with a chance of rain tonight, 60%. Tomorrow, sun and clouds mixed, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high of 91. But Sunday, lots and lots of sun, highs in the low 90s. Currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 716 on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at more than 20 offices all across Northern Virginia. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
The Democrats have something fun planned for us today. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and some other senior Democrats today are going
like
to have
face painting or what?
Yeah, well, it's going to be clowns. they're holding a press conference, and they're going to announce a new strategy to force Republicans to cast votes on issues related to President Trump, his campaign aides, and family ties, alleged ties, to Russia.
Oh, my God.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Yeah, they're smart. This is a brilliant strategy, and this is where the Republicans lack any kind of forethought and any kind of strategy whatsoever. They're going to introduce a series of resolutions of inquiry. The resolutions are introduced in the House, and they request information from the executive branch. Now, they did this to try to get Trump's tax returns. They tried that earlier this year, and that was defeated by Republicans. So the resolutions are introduced in the House, as I said, and then they go to committees. And if the committees do not take up the resolutions within 14 legislative days, then any member can request a vote on the floor, on the House floor. So this is how they're going to try
to. So this is a procedural move to force this conversation.
Yes. New resolutions of inquiry are set to be introduced, are you ready, in six House committees: Transportation and Infrastructure, Foreign Affairs, Homeland Security, Judiciary, Financial Service, and Ways and Means. The Foreign Affairs resolution will deal with Russia sanctions. The Financial Services will deal with Trump's and his family's finances. They want every rock. They want access, basically. These people will not be happy until they have access to bank accounts. They're just that tenacious with all of this.
You know, I saw Representative Brad Sherman. He's the one who introduced the articles of impeachment this week.
With one co-signer. That was it. Just one co-sponsor. Yeah.
Against, Representative Al Green. He wanted to, you know, he's against the president, and he's trying to take him down for obstruction of justice. And then he was on Tucker Carlson's show last night. He was complaining that he doesn't get a chance to talk about their version of health care and why they don't like Trump care and why we need to preserve Obamacare. And Tucker rightly pointed out, he's like, if that's what you want to spend your time doing, why are we talking about Russia all the time? And this is not the first time I've heard this. I think I've heard Chuck Schumer say this out loud, too, that he feels like the Russia investigation has been one big legislative distraction. Wait a second. If that's the case, then why is Nancy Pelosi now leading the charge to consume the entire House of Representatives with frivolous votes on the floor of the House related to the Russia investigation, whose only purpose is to call attention to Russia and Trump and theories about collusion? I thought the purpose was to clear the calendar so that they could have legislation passed.
I think, and I think it's all obviously very clear that they're just obstructing. That's all they're trying to do is slow roll this administration as much as they can. And there are Republicans helping them do it. We talked about it yesterday. So there are Republicans who are in on this, too. The Democratic leadership aide who gave the story to Politico said Republican committee chairmen have refused to sign on to letters seeking information from the Trump administration. Well, of course, the aide said more than 300 requests for information from Democrats have gone unanswered. Pelosi told reporters yesterday, instead of defending the integrity of American democracy, instead of holding the Trump White House accountable for its complicity, instead of showing Russia that there will be no consequences, the House Republican majority does nothing. Nothing.
That's probably how she said it, too. She growled it. She's like, don't nothing.
Yeah. So now, speaking of doing nothing and being obstructionist, the Federal Election Commission, and this is a Daily Caller story, Vince, withheld public documents for as many as 6 years with some of these documents that were asked by the Daily Caller News Foundation investigative group about Democrats' taxpayer and foreign-funded travel. Now, this is the Federal Election Commission, and there are three Democrats and three Republicans on the commission, but they have withheld records related to 17 FOIA requests, more than 3 years for all of them, but the longest one is 6 years in June. And this is Federal Election Commission officials who are responsible for making sure that our elections have integrity and they're ethical.
Right.
But being paid to travel to foreign countries, we don't know who's paying it, we don't know why they're going, and they're not going to tell us why.
We've seen some of it. We do know that the Democratic members, this is so interesting because it's only the three Democratic members of the FEC that have done this. The Republicans have not accepted these foreign-funded trips. The Democrats, the three of them, have taken over 50 trips through some combination of foreign government funding, foreign group funding, and U.S. taxpayers since 2002. Over 50 trips. We're in the midst of one of the biggest debates about foreign interference in our country and in our elections and meddling. And meanwhile, the Democratic members of the organization who's responsible for ensuring the integrity of these elections, Mary, as you just noted, are taking foreign-funded trips around the world. Why and who and what the heck is going on? And we need real records out of these guys.
Well, good luck with that. And I do find it interesting that it's just the Democrats. But then again, they're traveling on someone else's money, and that's one of the things they do well. 722 on WMAL.
Frank Prindle will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 for a guarantee you can trust. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Are you thinking about sprucing up your home? One of the best things you can do and the biggest investments you can make that will get the most bang for your buck is install new flooring in your home. And you want quality flooring, of course. You don't want the hassle and you don't want to break the bank. Well, you're going to love 50 Floor. One of their knowledgeable consultants will come to your home on your schedule. And what they will do is they'll help you find the perfect flooring for your home. They'll make recommendations on your needs and your budget. And you can see how the samples look in your home with your lighting, your furniture, your cabinets. So it's a lot easier to make that selection. And that's what I need. I need easy. You know what else is easy? 50 Floor moves all of your furniture for you. When it comes to installation, you don't have to do that either. And here's where it gets really good. Now through the end of July, you're going to get 60% off all carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. All you have to do is schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. Plus, when you call 887-50-FLOOR and use the promo code WMAL, you're going to get an additional $100 discount. So that's $100 off in addition to 60% savings, but only during the month of July. Details and licensure at 50floor.com. That's 50floor.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have four seminars in Maryland and Northern Virginia the week of July 17, weeknights at 7 p.m., Saturday 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Looking for a new battery? Then head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and free service. Right now, Autocraft batteries start at just $69.99, with free testing and installation on most vehicles at most locations. And if you're a Speed Perks member, you'll earn up to $20 in rewards for every battery purchase. Visit Advance Auto Parts for details and to find a store near you. Or stop by a participating CarQuest Auto Parts location. Don't miss out. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
725 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. And we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. And we are looking good on 270. If you're making that ride right now, leaving the Frederick area, I'm not seeing much of any backups heading through Germantown and down through to the Beltway. So fantastic on our Friday morning. Beltway a little bit lighter than normal overall. The top side, you'll hit those delays right near New Hampshire Avenue, extending toward George Avenue, but no delay merging off of southbound 95. It's northbound 95. We have the volume through Laurel. We had the crash northbound 95 near Route 32. So it's giving us extended delays to go north in that area. Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Laurel looks good, better in each direction, better than 95. Let's go inside the Beltway where BW Parkway is good, 50 slows through Chevrolet, and then DC 295 southbound past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. We're still hung up. DDOT crews were looking for a crash in that area. Crash reported on the westbound freeway now after the 3rd Street Tunnel. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero. Anytime you park downtown, first-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot one yesterday up to 97. We'll get probably to the mid-90s today. Isolated severe storms as we go on through the day, but a better chance during the evening hours. Maybe some severe weather around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjuk from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 79 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
I look at so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time.
Oh, you know who that is? That is the Queen Bee. Boss loves his Beyonce. He's going to be so happy. I bet you he was up this morning because at 1 a.m. Beyonce debuted a photo of her newborn twins on her official Instagram account. And I'm willing to bet he's got an alert. So he got that at 1 o'clock this morning and he was up to see the newborn twins. And I saw the picture and it's very Beyonce. It's very, you know, very the flowers in the background, and she's got flowers on her head and a flowing robe, and she's like floating there with the
She's wearing a veil. She's surrounded by like a crown of flowers.
Diaphanous, yes.
Yeah, this is almost a religious experience, apparently.
Yeah, honestly, you can't really see the babies. Well, in the picture, you really see more of her. She's holding them, so you really don't see much.
Well, if you want to partially see the babies, they're available on Instagram now.
Yes. And the caption reads, Sir Carter and Rumi, 1 month today, which brings up the question, is his name Sir Carter Carter, or is his name Sir Carter, with his first name being Sir and the last name being Carter?
Let's just keep looking for answers.
The world wants to know. It is 728 at WMAL.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dennis Black. 10 years ago, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis. I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Oh, but of course.
Coming up on WMAL. Go ahead, hit it.
All right, Trump's in France.
No, he's, do it in your accent.
But I cannot. My French accent's worse than yours, trust me. Trump's in France, and he's got a new bromance developing. It's 7:30, WMAL News
is
next.
Is that a compliment?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Montgomery County Grand Jury has indicted the three young men accused in the shooting deaths of two Germantown teenagers on the eve of their graduation last month. The grand jury indicted Jose Canales Llanas, Edgar Garcia Guana, and his brother Roger Garcia on murder, robbery, and weapons charges. Protesters plan a march today against gun violence that'll take them from the National Rifle Association headquarters in Fairfax to the Department of Justice in D.C. They plan to gather at the NRA starting around 9 this morning, a rally at 10. Then at around noon, the protesters will march the 18 miles along Route 29 to the Justice Department. President Trump has wrapped up a whirlwind visit to Paris.
About 30 hours or so on the ground here in Paris. And interestingly, at least 5 or 6 of those were spent in conversation and dinner and meetings with the new French president, Emmanuel Macron. You saw that long handshake right there at the end of this Bastille Day parade. That was the reason, ostensibly, that he was invited here to a Paris.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Democrats on Capitol Hill are saying the new Senate Republican health care bill is even worse than the earlier versions. But even before leaving France, the president was tweeting his support for the new bill.
President Trump already engaged in a Twitter storm, if you will, 4 tweets this morning about this issue, trying to salvage it, saying he's going to be back at his desk with pen in hand, that Republicans have to deliver on this promise.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveau checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,553, the NASDAQ at 62,74. Sports, the Nationals open a weekend series in Cincinnati tonight to start the second half of the season. The Orioles are at home to take on the Cubs. WNBA, the Mystics are in Indiana tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
How safe are your retirement goals?
And what's the best place for investing?
Hi, I'm Bob Richards.
And I'm certified financial planner Andy Smith.
We're the co-hosts of Financial Engines Investing Sense, and we hear one question over and over. How should I be investing my money to reach my retirement goals?
Look, it's hard to be an investor right now. If you're out of the market, you hear that you missed the highs. If you're in the market, you hear that it's going to drop. With so many options, how can you plan to reach your retirement goals? Well, it's easy. For a limited time, Financial Engines, a leader in the investment world, is giving listeners a free, personalized financial plan to help make sure that your investments are where they should be. All it takes is one call to set up a free, comprehensive review of your investments with an experienced local advisor and to get a financial plan for what you should be doing right now with your money to help protect your retirement.
This free offer ends on Saturday, July 15th, so call now to schedule your free appointment. Call 800-212-2826. 800-212-2826. 800-212-2826.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies disease each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala on September 21st, featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary and over 1,000 conservatives, featuring yours truly, plus Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and, my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. That's mrc.org/gala.
Larry O'Connor here, and thanks to Dr. Mark Whitten, I am really having a great summer. Since my LASIK and raindrop surgery with Dr. Mark Whitten, I notice new benefits every day. My distance vision is great, and I no longer need reading glasses. It's amazing. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the D.C. area. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through town, and if you're trying to get toward the outbound 14th Street Bridge, it's the crash on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, now slowing the ride on the 11th Street Bridge. 395, heavy through Landmark, and then really beyond that, a little bit lighter than normal as you head out of Shirlington toward Boundary Channel. The Wilson Bridge backups before you get to 210, almost back near St. Barnabas Road. The stop and go, nothing reported along the way. On the ride in the inner loop of the Beltway in Annandale, brief delays, and again from the Georgetown Pike to the Legion Bridge. Now in Potomac, crews have been dealing with a transformer fire. Now they have the closure still in place. Utility crews are on scene at Falls Road, north of Democracy Boulevard. That's closed at Bells Mill Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get relief from the heat, at least a little bit, with some cooling thunderstorms this afternoon and through the evening hours. I think the best chance will be later. Clouds and sunshine otherwise, 94 degrees. Some of those storms cut back a little bit of a punch. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Centerville, 77 in Bethesda, 79 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
And good morning. 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is Friday morning. Joining us at 8:05 is Ronna Romney McDaniel from the RNC. We'll talk about the healthcare repeal fight, also news of the day. And at 8:35, it's Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
The President of the United States, Mary, who came out this morning, he's already tweeting, just tweeted 32 minutes ago. It's a great honor to represent the United States at the magnificent Bastille Day Parade. Congratulations, President Emmanuel Macron. And there's the photo of the president and President Macron standing together. And it seems like a successful trip. In fact, some people have kind of framed it up as a bromance, that the whole thing has just been one big love fest between the two of them after earlier seeming to be at odds with one another. You know, of course, President Trump supporting Marine Le Pen and all of this. You know, you've had a very contentious relationship between the two men at times has seemed to wash away in Paris. It's definitely the city of love today.
Well, it's funny because we've come to this point where some people can't understand how you can ideologically disagree with someone on something and still like them as a person or still be friends with them as a person. That's why there are we have such, I think, animosity towards each other in this country. I can disagree with you on climate change, but still think you're a really cool guy and a nice person.
Yeah, and I could disagree with you and dislike you immensely.
Well, I know that, and I'm working on it.
Meanwhile, you've got the president, which is pretty funny. He did say at one point, I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Trump's our oldest ally. And he's getting teased by some reporters for saying that yesterday. But he did salute America's unbreakable bond with France. He said that the two nations, of course, have occasional disagreements, but that doesn't disrupt their friendship that dates back to the Revolution in the United States. He also saluted France's commitment to fighting terrorism and reducing bureaucracy, he said, a goal he shares. And, of course, the one area that they have a disagreement on is climate change. That is... you know, the president backed out of the Paris Agreement thinking it was not a good deal for the United States. But interestingly, during this visit, he said something could happen with the Paris Agreement. Opened the door yet again, even when he threw out the Paris Agreement, by the way, he had left the door open. Like, hey, change the deal, maybe we come back to the table. But again, he opened up the door a little bit that he might join in this international environmental project.
I just think that this is President Trump. We try to analyze every single syllable that comes out of his mouth. And I just think this is who he is. This is why he's so successful in business. He'll be friends with you. We could disagree, but we're going to talk about it as friends. Could something happen with climate change? Yeah, could happen with climate change. Probably not, but it could. But he didn't say probably not because he's trying to make friends.
Here are another few syllables to analyze. He was asked, I believe, on Air Force One while traveling during this trip, if he, you know, about deferred action for illegal immigrants, DACA. And he was asked, you know, how is it going to pan out? You know, you obviously said you wanted to get rid of deferred action on day one of your presidency. You didn't do that. Your Homeland Security Secretary has talked a little bit about actually coming up with a legislative solution, having Congress codify that. And he talked about this and he said, I understand the situation very well, President Trump says. What I'd like to do is a comprehensive immigration plan, but our country and political forces are not ready yet. Whoa, What does that mean? Remember, this is the president who was against amnesty. He's for building the wall. He's for getting illegal immigration under control. To hear the words comprehensive immigration plan come out of President Trump's mouth, giving some conservatives pause today.
Well, because comprehensive immigration plan up until now has been used by the left to mean open borders.
Amnesty.
Right. So he could mean comprehensive immigration plan in a totally different way. And remember, I don't know how many people saw this. France has announced a crackdown on illegal immigrants. So they are going to start deporting illegal immigrants in their country because France apparently has had enough of the whole open border thing. It's funny how that happens. And just a couple of years ago, wasn't it just a couple of years ago, France was open and the EU was sending these poor migrants and refugees to all these European countries. And now many of them are saying, you know what, this did not work out as well as we had planned, shockingly. And so now France is doing, maybe that's one of the things they've come together on and have agreed on.
Additionally, on this trip, the president addressed concerns about Don Jr. in that meeting. We finally heard him in public. Here's President Trump answering questions about Don Jr.'s meeting with a Russian lawyer.
He took a meeting with a Russian lawyer, not a government lawyer, but a Russian lawyer. It was a short meeting. It was a meeting that went very, very quickly, very fast. Two of the people in the room, I guess one of them left almost immediately, and the other one was not really focused on the meeting. I do think this, I think from a practical standpoint, most people would have taken that meeting.
All right, so most people would have taken that meeting, President Trump says. Of course, the press disagreeing with him today.
Of course. Did you also see during the press conference where Macron said to Trump, he said, oh, you should take the American, you know, take the American reporter. So Trump called on a foreign reporter.
He called on a Chinese reporter, I think. Yeah.
So you're not going to tell me who to
Pretty
call
funny
on.
Moment.
I was going to, but now I'm not. Now I'm calling on the Chinese reporter.
The last big thing that's driving everybody crazy, that among especially Trump critics, is that the president at one point was spotted when they approached Brigitte Macron, the first lady of France. He says, you're in such good shape, he says to her when he sees her. And then he turns to Emmanuel Macron, the president, and says, she is in such good physical shape. Beautiful. And then, you know, and then the four of them walk into a room together. Well, the reason I had to tell you that is because the audio is hard to hear, but it's been like every news outlet in our country has run it, subtitled it. Here's the president being a sexist pig again. Calling a woman beautiful it falls within the confines of sexism now, and the president in trouble yet again for saying something like that.
Yet, how many times did we watch Joe Biden uncomfortably massage a woman's shoulders and nuzzle her neck and smell her hair? I mean, how many times did we see uncomfortable weirdness coming? But you know what? Hey, he's Uncle Joe.
That's right.
He's crazy Uncle Joe, so it's okay.
Good
Stop.
Old Uncle Joe. So the president of the United States, not even he's not even being handsy. He's just being wordsy. And
anything he does. Breathing. Breathing is going to be sexist as far as they're concerned. It's going to be annoying and terrible and horrible as far as the left is concerned. Look, I love the fact that he can go from country to country and get along with these foreign leaders. I think it's a good thing. I think that you can, again, I like that he can have disagreements with someone on an ideological issue, you know, ideologically on an issue. We could be on opposite sides of something like climate change, for instance, but that doesn't mean that I can't work with you on other things. It doesn't mean I can't work with you on climate change. It doesn't mean that we can't go out and have a beer together and be good and be friends. And I like that. I think that's a nice shift. We don't have to make enemies of those with whom we disagree.
And this is probably not the way that most liberals saw this going. Remember, the liberal prediction ahead of this trip is that France hates Donald Trump. Why is he going?
Well, they've said that with every place, every country in the world supposedly hates us. So every time President Trump goes, it's supposed to be awful. And they just keep trotting out the same chyron and changing the name of the country.
All right. Well, ooh la la. There was some love in France. 744 now on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are those the magic hats?
Yes, sir. That's the official 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo and everything.
Does it make you happy?
Very happy.
Will it make me happy?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
What?
Point at something you wish would disappear.
How about all of that? Look at this place. I feel amazing.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, we have a closure in the Potomac area. We had a transformer fire, tree down, and now utility crews on the scene. Shut down is Falls Road, stretch north of Democracy Boulevard, right near Bells Mill Road. So that'll be closed until they can get some of that resolved, obviously. For the trip around the Beltway, looks good. Annandale will be the heaviest interloop stretch, briefly at the Legion Bridge, topside through Silver Spring, but we haven't had anything in the way reported there. Let's go Interstate 95, Virginia, good out of Stafford to Aquia. You deserve it. You've sat in a lot of traffic this week, but no delays in Aquia. We do have some of that heavy volume Dale City toward the Occoquan. Now in Woodbridge on the Prince William Parkway, we're hung up a bit with the crash on northbound Prince William Parkway before you get to Peyton Hill Road, and that's going to be off of 95. So expect those delays. And for 270, what to know, we're pretty good. A little bit lighter than normal as you come out of Frederick and down to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather continuing, maybe not a 97 like it was yesterday, but a mix of clouds and sunshine, isolated showers and thunderstorms around today, 94 degrees. Now later today into the evening hours, a better chance of scattered storms, some strong, maybe severe, gusty winds, heavy downpours, and then 75 and partly cloudy overnight. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms, 91. On Sunday, sunshine, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 79 degrees at 747 on WMAL. It is summer, so you may be smelling that smell, especially if you get on the Metro. Honeywell, they make fans and all sorts of temperature, you know, thermostats and things like that, along with the consulting agency Environmental Health and Engineering, has listed, they've come out with their list of the sweatiest cities in the country. And guess what?
Uh-oh.
Washington, D.C. is in the top 10. Didn't come up. Darn it. We had Harry Reid saying you could smell the people, the tourists coming.
You could smell the tourists coming into the Capitol.
Oh, there it is. You can smell the tourists coming into the Capitol. I got news for you. It's not just the tourists. What they did is to identify the sweatiest cities in the nation, they look at data in a number of national records. They determine the percentage of homes that don't have central air conditioning, the popularity of public transportation, transportation and citywide bike sharing programs, because if you ride your bike, you're going to be sweating, right? Because you're in the sun, you're going to be sweating. As well as cities with the hottest professions, meaning the most stress-inducing professions. And they also determine a city's average summer temperatures and population population density. So now number 10, New Orleans. Number 9, Houston. 8, Tampa. 7, Atlanta. 6, Philly. Still no D.C. 5, Boston. 4, Miami.
Oh, we got to be coming.
3, Chicago. Number 2, Washington, D.C.
Thank God. There you go.
So when you're on the metro, just remember that one of the reasons it smells on the metro is because Washington, D.C. is the second sweatiest city in the country. Notice none of them are on the West Coast. Did you notice that? I thought there would also be more in the South, but I guess because they don't have a lot of mass transportation in the South, so you don't have a lot of people in a subway all crowded up against each other, you don't have a lot of...
I don't know. I've lived in Florida. It is pretty sweaty down there.
Well, Miami's on here, but I'm thinking like Alabama and Mississippi, where it's just muggy and hot and sweaty. Number one, the sweatiest city in the country, the Big Apple.
No
surprise. Big Apple is also a stanky apple, apparently. Well, you know why? Because listen, you have a lot of high density housing. You don't have a lot of high density housing in Washington, D.C. You've got a lot of high density housing in Manhattan, and a lot of those buildings, most of them are walk ups. They don't have central air, so you may have a window unit in your bedroom, but that's about as good as you're going to get. And also, you have a lot of people using mass transit, so you got a lot of people crowded on those subways.
I bet you have a lot of people taking Metro over the past few days. Are like, I could have done this survey. you didn't need science for this. My nose works just fine, thank you very much.
But they would have put Washington at number one. The other reason
the worst though is when you're in a metro and like you've got 6,000 people crammed into a single car, and there's all the guys who are holding their arms up and grabbing the poles to hold on standing, and everyone's crammed together, and you get like a facial bath from somebody's armpit.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh. Yeah, the other reason New York is number one is they have more high-stress jobs in New York. They have, you know, things like air traffic controllers, the financial district, stockbrokers, and that type of thing. So you have a lot more people dependent on mass transit, a lot more people in high-stress jobs, and a lot fewer people who have central air conditioning. Because a lot of the buildings, those apartment buildings in Manhattan are old, so they don't have central air.
Oh,
so.
Big old stinky New York buildings.
And stinky D.C. Yeah, you know what? I'm taking the Metro home from here. That's it. I'm doing it.
Definitely. Enjoy the smell.
751 on WMAL.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids, K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It's time America honored its police again. I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. Help us back our blue by donating your vehicles to NRA Cars for Freedom, and we'll come pick them up. Donations are tax deductible, and we'll support the NRA Foundation's law enforcement training to active and retired police officers. Help us back our blue. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT today.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel.
I've been so lucky, so fortunate to have experienced the market going up over and over and over again. Well, what can I do to vest any gains that I may have achieved and insulate my retirement from the next correction that's going to happen? Isn't that the name of the game?
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel or online at wintertroxel.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi there, Mary. Happy Friday to you. Well, futures are mixed this morning, indicating a mixed open on Wall Street. Yesterday, the Dow closed at a record high for the 24th time this year. Earnings season is on. Banks start us off with JPMorgan Chase out with strong results that beat forecast. Citigroup beat as well, and regional bank PNC reported profit that beat expectations. Scandal ravaged Wells Fargo and others still to come this morning. Fiat Chrysler just announced a recall of more than a million vehicles, some for a wiring issue that could make airbags pop out, others with bad alternators that are a fire risk. They include Chrysler 300s, Dodge Journeys, Chargers, Challengers, and Durangos, and Jeep Grand Cherokees. Check with your dealer. Meantime, Honda is unveiling its next-generation Accord in Detroit today. With everyone buying SUVs, they're hoping this reinvigorates the sedan business. New in theaters today, Fox's War for the Planet of the Apes and The Big Sick from Lionsgate. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's 5 o'clock. While lots of people in Washington are going home, we're still working to help you. Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a Comcast technician in the greater Washington, D.C. area.
What a day, right?
Yeah. Any plans tonight?
Going home to get my internet installed and then have dinner with a friend.
Comcast comes out after 5?
Yes, they do, which is nice because that's when I'm available, right?
That makes so much sense.
We know you're busy. That's why we offer evening and weekend appointments so we can be there to help when it's convenient for you.
But how will you have time for dinner with your friend? Won't you have to wait around all night?
No.
We'll give you a 2-hour appointment window, so you won't have to wait around for me. And if I am late for some reason, you'll get a $20 credit on your next statement. Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around.
Well, enjoy your dinner.
7:55. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by AAA. We can do this, Virginia. We're going to start with you, 66. A little bit of volume in Manassas and Fair Oaks as you come up through to the Beltway. Greenway Toll Road wide open this morning. In the Woodbridge area, Prince William Parkway had the crash eastbound before you get to 95 right near Peyton Hill Road. So that's Prince William Parkway, a little bit slower than expected. 395 with delays in Landmark. On the westbound side of the freeway, the incident was reported after the 3rd Street Tunnel, but it looks like the pace is getting better, so hopefully all to the shoulder. And a reminder, in the Potomac area, we have utility crews now working where we had the transformer fire. Falls Road is closed north of Democracy Boulevard up near Bells Mill Road as a result. AAA is the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide because it has been their primary focus for over a century now. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get relief from the heat, at least a little bit, with some cooling thunderstorms this afternoon and through the evening hours. I think the best chance will be later. Clouds and sunshine otherwise, 94 degrees. Some of those storms could pack a little bit of a punch. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 81 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
The McMillan sedation dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com. Today.
You have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are 5-star rated, and all of them are background checked and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400. Gonna be a good, good
day. Cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail, so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine, for all of us, where together, we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
It's a big hour. We're joined by two big guests, Ronna Romney McDaniel, the chairwoman of the RNC, and Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel.
And protests coming to a locality near you. We'll tell you how that's going to affect you. And
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.